Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 10th day of October. Today we're reading Luke 8, 19 to 38, and we're reading the New International Reader's Version. Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they could not get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside. They want to see you." He replied, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and do what it says." One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and left. As they sailed, Jesus fell asleep. A storm came down on the lake. It was so bad that the boat was about to sink. They were in great danger. The disciples went and woke Jesus up. They said, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and ordered the wind and the huge waves to stop. The storm quieted down. It was completely calm. "Where's your faith?" he asked his disciples. They were amazed and full of fear. They asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the waves and they obey him." Jesus and his disciples sailed to the areas of the Gerasenes, across the lake from Galilee. Where Jesus stepped on shore, he was met by a man from the town. The man was controlled by demons. For a long time, he had not worn clothes or lived in a house. He lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet. He shouted at the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God, what do you want with me? I beg you, don't hurt me." This was because Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times the spirit had taken hold of him. The man's hands and feet were chained, and he was kept under guard, but he had broken from the chains. And then the demon had forced him to go out into lonely places in the countryside. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus again and again not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he allowed it. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs. Then the herd rushed down the steep bank. They ran into the lake and drowned. Those who were tending the pigs saw what had happened. They ran off and reported it in the town and countryside. The people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus. They found the man who was now free of the demons. He was sitting at Jesus' feet. He was dressed and thinking clearly. All this made the people afraid. Those who had seen it told the others how the man who has been controlled by demons was now healed. Then all the people who lived in the area of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them. They were filled with fear, so he got into the boat and left. The man who was now free of the demons begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away. He said to him, Let's pray that we will practice calmness in our hearts and minds. Dear Jesus, please help us to practice being calm and still in our hearts and minds, and to not be anxious or stressed or angry or sad or upset or mad. Help us to practice calmness because your life, you remained calm. You remained calm, you got angry, and you had a right to be angry. help us to know that we have a right to our emotions, but we should try to practice to stay calm and be nice to people like you did. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.